I propose an idea using a very specialized fungi to produce nanoparticles, because these fungi, Arthrobotrys oligospora, can produce a very specialized three-dimensional devices to capture a very tiny worm. So this fungi is very specialized fungi, flesh-eating fungi.
What is the significance of studying nanoparticles? Why do you study them?
Nanoparticle is a very tiny particle. In terms of, you know, cancer therapy, nanoparticle has advantages. Like we can use these tiny particles to targeting the cancer in human body. Also, there is different targeting mechanism, and a lot of the research on this field. We can produce a lot of nanoparticles from using the chemical engineering method. There is another new angle to study the nanoparticles. There is a lot of the different types of nanoparticles occurred in nature. So we want to learn how different biosystems produce nanoparticles, to see their function in nature, to see their application biomedical field or other or industry field.
Did you know beforehand that this was going to be a cancer treatment, or was that just a surprise?
No, we don't know this before. This is very, very new research. I still want to mention that this nanoparticle is a multifunctional nanoparticles. Apart from the anti-tumor properties I just mentioned, you have another important properties like the immunostimulant properties. They can boost patients' immune system. For the cancer therapy, when the immune system boosted, they can kill the cancer. They can help patient to kill the cancer. So sure, this is a double effect exerted by these nanoparticles. I think this research is very, very, very promising and very exciting. I think in 5 to 6 years, we can put these results into the clinical research, a clinical trial therapy for cancer treatment.
Yongzhong Wang is a researcher in biomedical engineering at the University of Tennessee. The preliminary study was published last month in the journal Advanced Functional Materials. I'm Chrissy Kuiper, WUOT News.